brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And in the midst of all that has been going on in the world, we're just grateful for one more chance to share, one more chance to reach out to you, our brothers and sisters, one more chance to quicken one another with the Word and with the truth, and coming before the Father and just opening ourselves up for whatever it is that He has, whatever it is that He says, whatever it is that He would desire for us in such a time as this. Because you and I, we were brought into the earth for such a time as this. This is not by accident. This is not by coincidence. This is not without God's foreknowledge, God's full understanding, God's complete and total just control over the situation. You know, sometimes I think people in themselves, in the world, they try to control, yet they can't. I mean, they don't recognize that God is in control, yet He is. So it's interesting to see the paradox that takes place. People try to control, but they can't. Whereas God, they don't think He's in control, but He is. And, you know, but sometimes there's more going on than people will be able to see and comprehend with their natural mind, their natural understanding. Listen, if you were around during Jesus' time, and you were there for the whole sequence of events with the crucifixion, you would probably start to wonder, is God in control? If you were thinking of it from a natural mind, from a natural mindset. Because even when Jesus was telling His disciples what was going to happen, that I'm going to go to Jerusalem, that these things are going to happen, and Peter, one of the three that were so close to Him, out of even the 12, because Jesus would often take Peter, James, and John with Him when He was, you know, up on the mount or in different spots. And so Peter, somebody that was so close to Him, he's the one standing there saying, Lord, you know, say this is not going to happen. Say this won't be. Why? Because in his own natural mind, and to which, by the way, Jesus had to respond, get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of men, not the things of God. Why? Because in Peter's natural mind, he had a sequence. He had an order of events. He had a way that things should happen and should take place. But God had something else going on. Okay, let's just say that everything kind of happened the way that people thought it should. All right? Let's just say that Jesus came and was the type of Messiah they were all expecting. So that He came, He showed up, He liberated the nation of Israel from Roman occupation. He became this conquering, natural, in the natural terms, king, and fulfilled certain expectations. Well, where would we be today? How would the door have been opened for the salvation of all of our souls? How would the way have been made back to the Father? None of it. See, here's the thing. We in our own eyes, in our own estimations, we have all of these plans. There's a reason that scriptures say that in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. You got to ask Him. You want to flow with Him, because if you try to do things in your own way and in your own expectations, even your best stuff will be far less than what God can do in and through you if you are given over completely unto Him. Now, when you do that, when you give yourself completely over to Him, He's going to test that. He's going to check. Are you really going to go with Me, or are you going to, along the way, are you going to stop? And that test will come again and again and again along the way through different things. Through different things that you, in yourself, apart from Christ, if that's where you be, would want. So, but you know what's interesting? So success in the world, relationships, those are two that people always think about. But listen, even all that stuff right now too, as we are going into a transitory time, as we are going into a season where things are just starting to, where everything that God is shaking, everything that can be shaken, even, see, the things of the world were already growing strangely dim before this. But now, more so. You know, I'm just seeing a lot of people questioning things more than they used to. I'm starting to see some pushes even you know, completely away from those that are spiritual, but just push us from minimalism. You know, sometimes people are just saying, you know, why do I need all this stuff? Why do I need? Well, people are starting to ask questions about what they need, what's really their needs compared to their greeds. This whole global materialistic outlook is just starting to, it's just starting to be less appealing for people that are, people are starting to say, you know, I would rather be free than to be, you know, I would rather be free with very little than a slave with much. How about that for a thought? That doesn't mean you can't be free with a lot. It just means that there's just, people start realizing, wait, what am I trading for? What am I trading with? Now here's the thing. You, my brother, you, my sister, in and of what God has made you to be, in and of your spirit, your soul that is made and fashioned with the very, in the very image and likeness of God, that you are a vine, you are engrafted into the vine, which is Christ Jesus. That means that the power of the living God flows through you, that you are consummated with His Spirit, and with consummation, there is no separation. So, you, there's something in you that the world wants very badly. The world wants very badly that it needs to power its system. And the second that you realize, wait a second, of your free will, you choose to go with Jesus and you choose to be separate from the world and the world system, and you choose to go another way, then of course that world system then switches all of its ammunition and all of its aim against you to try to marginalize you, to try to destroy you, to try to pressure you into the system, to do all of those things that it does. You get it. We understand this now. So it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's why, too, don't take it personal when you are rejected by the world, because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is what they're rejecting. Christ in you, that, so you, listen, you're an ambassador of truth. You are a representative of Christ. You are somebody walking through the earth as an extension of Him. So if they reject you, just know that they're rejecting the one that sent you. Now you gotta know the one that sent you. Hey, I know the one that called me. I know the one that called me from the very start. And I've been walking with Him. I've been sharing. And so for me, sometimes too, I meet people and they may like me and they may come across a certain way towards me and I may come across a certain way towards them and everything may seem cool and all is good. But then in the middle of that, when the things of the Spirit begin to be manifest and you see that divide, you see that that place where either, and I know people, a lot of people would want it to be a different way, but they would want it to, you know, for, they would want to find some other way to make things work, but it doesn't work like that. The wheat and the tares grow together. Jesus talked about this. When He was in the earth, He talked about this. When He's on the earth, He was talking about this. When He was here in the middle of our paradigm, He was talking about this so that we would understand. See, you want to understand so that you know what you're dealing with while you're here. So then when you know what you're dealing with while you're here, you can go forward. My people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. They don't know. So they don't know. So they go forward and they're unaware. And so they just get destroyed. They just get eaten up. And you don't need to be. That's the other part of it too. If you know what you're dealing with, then you can adjust. Like for example, the scriptures tell us that the borrower is servant to the lender. So we know that debt is a trap. We know that things like that is a trap, and that's something the world tries to set up. So what does the people of God do? Well, let no debt be outstanding among you except the debt of love. Right? Right. So what we do is we then say in and of ourselves, as much as possible, we want to get out and away from and cleared from debt. Because we know that that is a one means that the enemy tries to take a hook into our lives. Now, there's other stuff that goes within the lines of like business and the way that people do things, and they make a, you know, strategic debt and all the rest of that stuff. I'm just talking about a general principle here. And in general, You want to stay free. You want to push to remain free. You want to make sure that in all the things that you do, all the things that you say, all the things that the way that you live, that you make decisions and make choices that contribute to you walking out the freedom that is yours in Christ Jesus. Now, if you know who you are, and you're established in that, then let that foundation be strong in you. Let those roots go down deep into who Christ Jesus is. Let that ingrafting be not just some flimsy thing, but let it be solid. And from that solid position that you have with and in Christ Jesus, from that place, now what do? Well, you go forward. And if you're moving forward in the vision that God has put in you, if you're moving forward in the things that God is doing with you, then others will arrive and come on the scene that also have the same thing, that have also been spoken to by the Spirit, that it resonates within them, that Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ in them, the hope of glory too, deep calls out the deep, and you are on the same track, and you can encourage one another in the journey. You can encourage one another in the truth. Now, as I've had the blessing of traveling all over the world and meeting different people and by God's design doing certain things, in that process I've had the chance to meet a lot of people, and there's many of them that are not called to what we're called to, which is okay. They make a decision and they make a choice, and I'm not faulting people for their free will decision and choice. Just know that your choice and your decision is what you're accountable unto God for. At the same time, there are those that we meet that God does quicken. Yes, you're on the journey with us. And so we encourage each other in the Lord because we need to finish the reason for which we came in the earth. Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, he came here for a certain mission, a certain assignment. And when he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." I would love to be able to say that when I'm on the way out. I would love to be able to say that and to know in my spirit, it is finished. The work and the reason and the purpose for which I came onto the earth has been complete, so that I can go back to the Father and be restored unto him and have done the reason and the purpose for which that God had me come onto the earth at such a time as this. I want that for you, my brothers and sisters listening in. I want that even for you guys that are listening in that are not on God's page right now. I want that for you too. Because my desire, my hope is that even for those of you that are in a different place, on a different side, that God would speak to your hearts, quicken you, let you know that you are His and that you belong to Him, and that you would humble yourselves and bow before the King of Kings and ask Him to bring you unto Himself and to receive you, and that you would receive that gift He has for you of life eternal, that you would receive and move in the knowledge of who Christ Jesus is, the Son of God, the gate, the way, the door. Listen, He's the only one that when He was on the earth, that He was like, this is it. I am it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So either you accept or you reject His words. So if you accept His words, then now He is who He is, then you're moving forward in that. If you reject those, a lot of people want to accept Jesus but reject what He said. No, you can't. He and His word are one. Just like I and my word are one. Well, I want to be like Christ. I want to move in that. That means that which is the words that I speak, my desire would ultimately be to be one with my word. So the way that God would speak through me and to me and in my life as I walk through and to and fro in the earth, on the earth at such a time as this, that it would be consistent. And then when God has me speak, that the words that come through me would be consistent with who God's made me to be. So there's no separation. So then there's continuity, and then you understand. Then, because you want to be a man of truth. You want to be a woman of truth. You want to stand solid. You will stand solid in this time when others are falling apart, when you are grounded on the rock and Christ Jesus is truth. You got to be true. You got to be true to what's real. Because that which is real is what's going to last. That is the eternal kingdom. That which is real. Not that which is fake, not that which is an illusion, not that which is a shadow, not that which is a lie. All that stuff is destroyed. All that stuff is revealed. All that stuff is just laid bare. No, my brothers and sisters, this is the time you want to be in step with God. Now, we've already talked plenty about riding that wave. We've already talked plenty about keeping your eyes on Christ Jesus. And what does some of that mean? Well, there's a lot of things that can come up in this time to distract you. A lot of things can come up that are going to try to be weights upon your life. And you've got a reason and a purpose in being here. God knows you have desires, and God knows that there are things in your heart, but you got to put those before Him. Your life is not your own. My life is not my own while I'm here on this earth. We are bond slaves to the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we have chosen to walk with Him. We've chosen His will and desire and purpose. And that means whatever He says goes. He is the King. He is the Lord. We are His servants. Would to God that people would remember and understand that, because you'll also find your fulfillment in that. You're not going to find fulfillment in trying to do your own thing and make your own perfect little life here. That doesn't happen like that. But God wants you to have an abundant life, but that comes on His terms. And you know what? I'm so grateful when that happens that way, because I would much rather the pressure just be taken off and just flow with Him, because then you can truly experience a no life. You want to know life. You don't want to know the illusion. You don't want to be in that which is founded on nothing, because all that's going to collapse. It's going to fall apart. All that the world has is falling apart, is fading away, is going to result in nothing. My hope is that we see more and more signs of things moving forward, and that I would love to just see some things gradually shift. But I sometimes have the feeling too that some things are just going to, by sheer nature of what's necessary, they're just going to have to just snap in two. Because the world and the world system is refusing to go quietly, despite the fact that God is moving, despite the fact that God is showing and revealing things. The world and the world system is seemingly wants to hold on and to try to harvest souls. So my prayer and my desire is to see the truth and the gospel go forward in a powerful way in this time, and for people to be brought out, to be liberated out. That's my desire. That's what's stirring in me. I would love to see something happen like what happened with the children of Israel, where they were brought out from under the hand and the thumb of Pharaoh, who would have kept them all there as slaves throughout. And God, by His outstretched hand, and just through all that took place, He just decimated the kingdom of the enemy, so that the children of Israel could walk free and walk out. With plunder and spoil, by the way. Completely decimated and destroyed and plundered the enemy in the way out. Would love to see that. Because, you know, when they went to Israel, they were invited there. They were invited into Pharaoh's, into the land of Goshen. They were guests. And somewhere along the way, they were transitioned from that into slaves over the course of 400 years after the passing of Joseph. They continued to multiply, continued to grow, and they went from being these guests in the land of Goshen with 80 people plus to growing to a million plus and being put into slavery. What do you think happened along the way? How do you think that happened? Do you know the enemy is gradual? The enemy works over these periods of times to enslave. A lot of times things start with a benefit, with honey, with a nice conversation, and in the end it's bitterness and pain and making bricks without straw. but people cried out to God and God heard their prayers. Cry out to God and God hears your prayers. His desire is that you would be free. His desire is that you would walk in truth. His desire is that you would know Him. His desire is that you would live the abundant life that He intends for you. We were not meant to be slaves. We were not meant to be enslaved by the enemy and to live in bondage. That's not God's intention for us. But only He can save us. Only He has the power to bring us out. Only He is able to quicken us and to make the way for us. Now, Christ Jesus is that way. So when that's been extended to you, if you reject it, what do you expect? So listen, don't reject it. If you're listening to this right now and you don't know, or you're not sure, just reach out to Him and give Him a chance. Stop fighting that thing which is within you to resist the Spirit of God. That's just the enemy of your soul trying to keep you a slave and in fear. Instead, just turn yourself over to God and say, God, You meet me. Lord Jesus, please save me. You're it. I'm just going to go with You. Show me what that means in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, we love you, and we desire that God's purpose in you would be brought to fruition, that it would all happen. So in that, and in that line, just want to pray with you guys really quick. Pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to say thank You. Thank You so much again for this day. Thank You, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that listen in, Lord God. We pray, Father, that You would encourage them in this time. We pray, Lord God, that they would see continually Your hand on all that is taking place on this earth at such a time as this. Father, raise up Your true children. Lord God, let their gifts be unlocked. Let the power of Your Spirit flow through each and every one of us. Lord God, quicken each and every person to do their part in the mission that You have for us on earth at such a time as this. Thank You, Lord God. Let them all be encouraged. I pray, Father, for those that are in pain in their bodies. Lord God, muscle pains, physical ailments, Lord. Pain, Lord God. I just pray that You would touch them by Your Holy Spirit right now, and that You would heal them, Father. Lord God, I just pray that that pain would be removed, Father God, just pains out of people's back right now, Father. I just pray, Lord, that You would just instead just release, Lord God, these spasms and these muscle pains, Lord, that people are feeling right now. Father, instead, I just pray, Lord, that You would just give people wisdom and knowledge and understanding that comes from You. Lord, that they would not be distracted, Father, in all that's taking place around them and with the enemy right now, but instead they would keep their eyes on You. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would just continue to quicken us and give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and just an undivided attention and heart that's set upon You. Thank You, Father. I pray that You'd bring good company around us, Lord, those that know Your voice and are following You, Lord God, and that will encourage each other in the truth. Lord, we love You. We trust You. We bless Your name, Father. Thank You so much. We go on in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. All right, talk to you later. Bye.